We all know a situation where people misuse their power. We've witnessed abuse of power in our communities and in our democracy a few times. The gospel today highlights abuse and misuse of the law, and Matthew's parable of the tenant is a metaphor to warn the Pharisees and chief priests that God will raise new tenants, those who will produce fruit because the chief priests and Pharisees abuse their responsibility as stewards of God. Now, how can we who hear the message today prepare our minds to accept the responsibility of cultivating God's law without missing the meaning of the parable? What is the parable trying to communicate? Let's not forget that the disciples of Jesus were practicing Jews. They listened to Jesus' parables, which prophesied that the administrators of the Torah, past and present, profaned the law, killed God's messengers, even to the point of killing God's own son. After Jesus' crucifixion, the meaning of the parable became real. The ancient prophets prophesied the same offense with different punishment. And now, God is sick and tired of punishing his people because of the sins of a few. Matthew uses this parable to make a case that God's anger has reached its height. The bad players will lose their chance. The beauty of the message is the vineyard is open to all who follow the law of God and produce fruit. When God is looking for fruit-producing people to collaborate with, he chooses those whose hearts are open to him regardless of their past, ancestral origin, tribe, physical ability, or disability. All this matters because it brings us to Paul's letter to the Philippians. Every time I read the book of Acts, I wonder how the new Christians, mostly Gentiles, came to accept Christianity. Within the Jewish tradition, as in many cultures of the ancient Mediterranean world, they ascribe to the reputation of family and ancestry, and sometimes specific achievements. So Paul puts it out there. His education, his training as a Pharisee, and zeal in religious convictions and activism. Great credentials. But God does not dwell on our credential, ability or disability. Paul knows this too well. So he said he was not ashamed to let the new disciples know that amid a vast ocean of religious, political and economic achievements, he is committed to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Paul envisions a new world with Jesus where justice thrives and people are free, a society that celebrates diversity. So he passionately preached about the love of God and God's Son to Jews and Gentiles alike. He became weak to win the weak, those unable to keep the law. I'm with Paul. I know so well that my strengths and weaknesses are of no value unless I follow God's law. And the law is no other than what Jesus distinctively summarizes as the law of God and unconditional love for all God's creation. And the best part of this love connection is you don't need credentials. You don't have to be righteous. You must be present. Amen.